It's the Friday edition of the Large Morning Show in the afternoon on the Big 550 KTRS. This portion of the show brought to you by the Skyview Drive-In on the North Belt West in Belleville. Great place to go see movies. Two movies for one price and two screens to choose from. On screen one tonight, you can go see Minions and Inside Out. That'd be the animated screen. And on screen two, you can see Ant-Man and Terminator Genesis, two very interesting documentaries. Yeah. So you got the animated stuff
documentary.
Or the documentaries on the other screen, all at the Skyview Drive-In in Belleville. Hello, I am Paul Harris. Dan Strauss is here with me. Josh Gilbert is filling in for Ian today. And now we need you to play the Harris Challenge. As long as you have not played in the last 60 days, you are eligible to play right now at 314-969-KTRS, 1-888-550-KTRS. Later on in this hour, Mike Evans will be here to talk gossip and Hollywood kind of stuff. And I've got an all-Florida edition of Knuckleheads in the News.
That's probably not too hard.
Coming up in about a half hour or so. No, they contribute stories every day, and I've compiled several of them into today's batch, and we will get to that in just a couple of minutes. First, let's go to the phones, and our first caller is Al. Welcome to the Big 550, Al.
Hello, I'm AM and PM.
Thank you. Everybody who gets to be on the challenge is offered a unique broadcast opportunity. You can use it to suck up to the boss, shout out to the family and friends, use it for a prearranged commercial endorsement. It's your airtime. We call it the five-second cheap plug opportunity, Al.
I'm just heading home from work, and thank God it's Friday.
Oh, yeah. All right, let's turn on the semi-random category computer. That's where we keep the questions and categories spinning around until we push that button. And then Category 1 spills out, and it is always, have you been paying attention? Then there's Category 2, they died this week. Or Category 3, the new Hall of Famers. Which one would you like?
They died.
Okay. Here's how the Harris Challenge works. We have a clock with 60 seconds that Al will be able to use up by answering questions, starting with the one-pointer and all the way up to the five-pointer. Maximum of 15 points, but he does not have to get all of them to win. Just has to get at least half of the points. So really, we round it up to 8 points or better to be a winner of a prize package chosen especially for you by this guy.
Yay! The prize man!
All right, Paul. We have one dozen free donuts.
Donuts.
From the Old Town Donut Shop.
Donuts.
Two locations, one in Florissant.
Donuts.
And one in Cottleville.
Cottleville.
Or we have free admission to the Skyview Drive-In in Belleville. For two adults, which then in turn gets two kids in with those two adults.
Mm-hmm.
So you can go to the Skyview Drive-In. And if you get the clean sweep.
Yes, if you get all 15 points, you win a bonus prize we add on top of what you've chosen from those.
Yes, if you get the clean sweep, you will get a gift certificate to Jimmy's on the Park at 706 DeMund in Clayton. Jimmy's has happy hour with a bar menu 7 nights a week, plus brunch on Sunday. So check jimmyscafe.com.
I went to brunch there the other day.
Did you?
Yes.
So all three of us can heartily endorse Jimmy's on the Park, having eaten there and enjoyed it very much.
Hardly.
Terrific. So your category, Al, is they died this week. We've got the clock ready to go with 60 seconds, so let's play the Harris Challenge. Which of these best-selling novels was not written by E.L. Doctorow, who died this week at 84? Ragtime, Bonfire of the Vanities, or Billy Bathgate?
I'm just going to guess at Ragtime.
It was Bonfire of the Vanities. Alex Rocco, who died this week at 79, played Mo Green in The Godfather. How did Mo Green die in the movie?
I've never seen it, so I have no idea.
Never seen The Godfather?
Goodness. No, I know. I need a punish for that already.
Here's your three-pointer. Fast Eddie Scholler died this week of a self-inflicted gunshot wound at age 67. In what town is the restaurant and bar that bears his name?
That would be Alton.
That's Alton, right. In what Broadway musical did Theodore Bickel, who died this week at 91, play the character Tevye more than 2,000 times?
I feel a punishment coming. I have no idea.
True or false, George Coe, who died this week at age 86, was one of the original cast members on Saturday Night Live?
I want to say false.
George Coe was an original member of the Not Ready for Primetime Players. I think he only lasted one or two shows. But, yeah, he was in there and then went on to a career and a lot of other things.
Was the other guy in Fiddler on the Roof?
Yes, Theodore Bickel.
I deserve this punishment.
More than 2,000 times. And, by the way, our sympathies and condolences to Eddie Scholler Jr. and his wife, our friend Trish Gazelle. No?
No, they're no longer married.
They're not?
No, oh, but okay. But Trish knew Eddie Sr.
Of course. Yeah, well. Yeah.
Well, my daughter knew Eddie Sr. too. She's a waitress up in Warren County, and he was a regular there.
Well, he's got a unique place there, Fast Eddie's Bon Air, and Eddie Jr. Will continue to run that place, and I'm sure a lot of people have been coming in and offering their condolences this week, and will continue to this weekend. Unfortunately, Al, that's the only one you knew, so you got 3 points, and that means I have to punish you. Now, you may not have heard about this, because like me, you probably don't care about the Video Music Awards on MTV. You know, I don't know if you know this, but that's all that MTV does now. They just show videos. It's a unique concept. But apparently, when they came out with the nominations for the VMAs, Nicki Minaj didn't get one for her Anaconda video, and she was upset about that, and she tweeted something that Taylor Swift thought was an attack on her, and so she tweeted something back, and then Katy Perry got involved, and all it really did was create a lot of promotion for the VMAs. But it also made me go into my punishment music file and say, what do I have by somebody performing a song by Katy Perry or Nicki Minaj or Taylor Swift? I don't have any Nicki Minaj stuff. I don't have any Katy Perry stuff. But I do have Steve Carell doing a Taylor Swift song.
Right.
And the haters gonna hate, 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 hate. And the players gonna play, 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 baby. I'm gonna shake, 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 shake. Shake it off. Shake it off, ooh, ooh, ooh. And the haters gonna hate, 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 hate. And the players gonna play, play, play,
right.
play.
That'll be fine. I'm gonna turn it off. That's Taylor Swift, channeled by Steve Carell.
When did he do that?
I don't know. Al, thank you very much for playing.
Have a great weekend.
You too.
Here's you forgot about Mo Green.
Oh, Mo. I'm sorry. Mo Green was shot through the eye.
Yeah.
Through his glasses. At the Tropicana. Mm. Same hotel I was at this weekend. Mm. Actually, not the same. It just had the same name. Let's go to our next contestant. Hello, Brian.
Hi.
Hi. Tell us about yourself with your five-second cheap plug opportunity.
I own a company for greenhouse supply called Versaponic.com, and get a hold of me if your school or individuals need any supplies in that area.
All right. Which category would you like? Have you been paying attention? The new Hall of Famers, or our new third category, which is animal movies not named Sharknado?
I'll try the movie one.
Okay. 60 seconds on the clock. By the way, that Sharknado 3 that aired last night, horrible ratings. I think the Sharknado thing may be over.
Yeah.
And America says a gleeful thank you.
Might have jumped the shark, Abe.
I see what you did there. Brian, your category is animal movies not named Sharknado. 60 seconds on the clock. Let's play the Harris Challenge.
All right.
What kind of animal was Babe?
He was a pig.
Correct. What kind of animal was Seabiscuit?
That was a horse.
What kind of animal was Beethoven?
Beethoven was a dog.
What kind of animals were featured in the movie Born Free?
Born Free was about lions.
And what kind of animal was Tonto? In the Art Carney movie, Harry and Tonto.
A cat.
That is our first clean sweep of the month of July.
Whoa.
Just like that.
Cool.
I don't think we even got to 30 seconds there. Brian, congratulations. Stand by, and I'll tell you how you get your dinner at Jimmy's on us.
Wow.
Hang on while I go to our next contestant, who is also named Brian. Hi, Brian.
How are you?
Good. Five-second cheap plug opportunity.
I'm glad it's Friday. I'm on my way to help work on building a deck.
I'm sorry, you're working on what?
Building a deck.
Building a deck. I thought you said filming an attack. I thought we're going to need more information than that.
I think I'd rather still be at work.
Brian, you've got three categories to choose from. Have you been paying attention? The new Hall of Famers, or our new third category, Multiple Choice Week?
Let's do multiple choice week.
Okay, 60 seconds on the clock. Let's play the Harris Challenge. Which pro wrestler has been dropped by WWE after a tape revealed him making racial slurs? Hulk Hogan, Stone Cold Steve Austin, or Randy Orton?
Hulk Hogan.
Correct. What animal is being blamed for an outbreak of leprosy in Florida? Alligators, armadillos, or manatees?
Blamed for what?
An outbreak of leprosy. Alligators, armadillos, or manatees?
Armadillos.
Correct. Nigel Richards is such a good Scrabble player that he recently won a tournament in a language he doesn't even speak. Was it Spanish, Japanese, or French?
French.
French is right. Which of these health insurance companies is not involved in a $48 billion merger? Cigna, Humana, or Anthem?
Humana.
Correct. Which 80s movie star's band Truth Movement gave a performance at a Cardinals minor league affiliate that was so bad the team apologized to fans? Was it Corey Feldman, Kirk Cameron, or Fred Savage?
Fred Savage. Oh, man.
Truth Movement is the band of Corey Feldman, who last weekend were playing at a gig for the Class A State College Spikes, which is a Cardinals Class A team in Pennsylvania. Afterwards, the team tweeted, quote, "While the nature of the appearance was not what we had anticipated for the evening, we would like to apologize to all fans who may have been offended by its content. We'd also like to apologize to our fans for the appearance being so far below expectations." Oh. Let me tell you something. If you're in a job review or any kind of review, and that phrase is in there, "so far below expectations," you did not have a good day.
But it was far below expectations for Corey Feldman.
So that's true. The bar is already pretty low there.
Right.
I want to go back to one of the other stories here. This guy, Nigel Richards, he's the best Scrabble player in the world. And he proved it on Monday by entering the French Scrabble Championship, even though he does not speak French. But here's what he did. 9 weeks before, he got a French Scrabble book. It's not a dictionary because he didn't need to know what the meanings are. He memorized the book. He's got one of those eidetic memories, I guess.
Yeah.
So he sees a word once and it's in there so he could look at a page and remember every word on that page in French, a language he does not speak, but you don't need to when you're doing Scrabble. You just have to spell correctly. And he did that, and he beat every other contestant who did speak French. That's amazing. And the armadillo story, one other I got to tell you about. The armadillo, I did not know this, is the only animal that carries leprosy. And it can bite or spit on people or pets. And they have an outbreak of leprosy in Florida because people try to catch armadillos and sometimes eat them.
Yeah.
And in the process of catching them, sometimes the armadillo spit on these people. But even if you eat dead armadillo meat, you can get leprosy from that. So there's a lesson for you kids today. No grilling the armadillos this weekend.
I don't mean to laugh, but you think of leprosy as being something from the Middle Ages?
Yes. It's still around.
Hmm.
There's an outbreak of it in Florida. All right, Brian, you didn't need all that information because you're a winner. You got 10 points. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Hang on, Dan. I'll tell you how you get your prizes, and I will bring in our fourth contestant for today. And that's you, Scott. Welcome to the show. Scott, are you there?
Here, how are you?
I'm good. Tell us about yourself with your 5 seconds.
Well, I'm on my way to a friend's house to help build a deck, too.
Really?
Strangely enough.
Is today National Build a Deck Day and I didn't get a memo?
Well, it is 95 degrees out.
Do you know, Brian?
It's deck building weather.
Are you and Brian friends?
No.
Are you guys going to the same place?
Wow. Which category would you like here, Scott? We have you been paying attention, or the new Hall of Famers?
Have you been paying attention?
All right, 60 seconds on the clock. Let's play the Harris Challenge. In which St. Louis suburb, which made national news last year, has Andre Anderson taken over as interim police chief?
Ferguson.
Correct. The 1996 movie Space Jam starred Bugs Bunny and Michael Jordan. Which current NBA superstar and Trainwreck co-star is in talks to do Space Jam 2?
I do not know.
Which country singer divorced Blake Shelton this week?
Miranda Lambert.
Correct. Which country opened an embassy in Washington this week, ending 54 years without diplomatic representation in the U.S.?
Cuba.
Correct. Which presidential candidate's phone number did Donald Trump give out during a campaign speech this week?
I don't know.
Back to the two-pointer. Take a guess on the NBA superstar and Trainwreck co-star in talks to do Space Jam 2.
I do not know.
Take a guess.
Michael Strahan.
Well, if I had asked for which co-star of Kelly and Michael, that might have been a good one, but he didn't play football. LeBron James is the guy who we're talking about there. And Lindsey Graham is the presidential candidate who, after Donald Trump gave out his cell phone number, made a video of himself smashing his cell phone. which seems funny, except that that doesn't change anything, because now when he gets a new phone, he still has the same number. All he had to do was call up a phone company and say, I need a new phone number. I want to keep the same phone.
Yeah, but that video would be really boring.
That's true. But it would.
But maybe the next phone he gets won't be a flip phone.
Oh, that's the other part of that. That bothers me, by the way.
Did you see that? That had to be a fake phone.
No, I think this is the kind of guy, you know, there are a lot of people up there in age in the Senate and the Congress who are not in touch with technology at all and are still using flip phones. I completely believe it. Scott, let's see how you did here. You got the 4, the 3, and the 1. Hey, that's 8 points. You're above the threshold, and you're a winner as well.
Excellent.
Nicely done. Congratulations. And let's go to one more contestant here. And that's going to be Mark. Hello, Mark. How are you today?
Hello. How are you guys?
Good. Tell us about yourself with your five-second cheap plug opportunity.
Oh, not much. Just I got home, going to mow, and enjoy a nice evening with daughter.
Not building a deck.
Not building a deck.
Okay. The category is the new Hall of Famers. They're having the class of 2015 inducted into Cooperstown this Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
This is about the people who are the new Hall of Famers. Okay. 60 seconds on the clock. Let's play the Harris Challenge. Randy Johnson was the tallest player in MLB history when he was drafted in 1988 by which team? Montreal Expos, Seattle Mariners, or Texas Rangers?
Mariners.
Montreal Expos. In what country was Cy Young Award winner Pedro Martinez born on the outskirts of Santo Domingo?
What country?
Yeah.
Dominican Republic?
Correct. For which team was John Smoltz one of its big three pitchers along with Greg Maddux and Tom Glavine?
Atlanta Braves.
Correct. Craig Biggio is the only player in baseball history with at least 3,000 hits, 600 doubles, 400 stolen bases, and 250 home runs. For what team was he an all-star second baseman?
An Astros.
Astros is right. Now, that's all the people who are going into the Hall of Fame, so here's a five-point question for you. Which former Cardinals slugger only got 55 votes, way short of the 412 necessary to get him into the Hall of Fame this year?
Mark McGuire?
You are correct. It is Mark McGuire, and you've got yourself 14 points for the win. Mark, nicely done.
Yeah, I should have gotten the 15. Sorry.
Well, you know what? You'll have to have some wonderful donuts or a wonderful movie as your prize.
And
enjoy
goodness.
That. Hang on. Dan will tell you how you get your prizes. We play the Harris Challenge every Friday at 5:15. You can also find previous editions of the challenge on my website, harrisonline.com. This is the Big 550 KTRS.